Linda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of The Miller Women, written by Kelly Hawkins.
And read by Alicia Bennett,
Annabelle Tudor, and Jenny Seedsman. I hitched the shopping basket to a more comfortable position on my forearm, searching the shelves for the foreign and hence impossible to find biscuits Abby insists are necessary for the cheesecake she plans to make this evening. There. I reach up and grab several packets and drop them into my basket, striding off as fast as I'm able, given the supermarket is busy with other unorganised after-work shoppers exactly like me. Towards the end of the aisle, an elderly man squints at the ingredient list on a packet of choc chip biscuits. His trolley blocks the way, so I hover, fighting the urge to tell him to just get the biscuits. Surely there is some sort of rule that says once you hit 80, you can give up calorie counting. I shuffle into his line of sight, and he jerks around, seemingly stunned to find another person in the supermarket. "Sorry, love," he says with a confused smile. "My wife told me to get double choc chip biscuits, but I'm buggered if I know what that means. These ones?" He holds the packet towards me. My expression softens. "You want these ones?" I reach over and pluck a different packet from the shelf.
"Oh, I see,"
he says, examining the picture. I shelve the others as he nods, looking relieved.
"Thank you, dear. She'll enjoy one of these with a cup of tonight."
He moves his trolley to one side, and I find my mood buoyed by the 5-second encounter. I examine the shopping list on my phone as I reach the end of the aisle. Cream cheese. I'm looking down when a male voice calls out, a surprised, "Ah!" and I slam face first into a brick wall. Not an actual brick wall, as it turns out. Just a man, shaped like one. A firm hand grasps my bicep, and I stay upright, but there's the sound of plastic crackling as something hits the floor. "Nick?" I steady myself and look more closely at the brick wall. "Hudson! Fancy running into you here," I smile. "And I mean, literally running into you." Hudson grins, then bends over and picks up a packet of pasta. His other hand holds the biggest tin of tuna I've ever seen. "Sorry," I say. "I wasn't watching where I was going."
"No shit."
He gestures to my gym clothes.
"You've been working out without me."
Hudson is my oldest friend. We went to school together, back when he was a skinny closet gay and I was a nerdy book lover. A far cry from the gym junkies we are now. "Tonight's my boxing class. Women only, remember? I told you about it."